Everybody can now take a nice deep breath. All the Yankee fans in our community can go like this. Watch this. You can feel better because last night at Yankee Stadium, the New York Yankees took care of business. Four Fingers Gerrit Cole was electric. He pitched great. I give Four Fingers a ton of credit for how well he pitched. Giancarlo Stanton was amazing. Aaron Judge continues to have an incredible year. And the New York Yankees left no doubt. They wallop the Baltimore Orioles, and they officially clinch the American League Eastern Division Championship, which I think is a great accomplishment. It's tough. It's a 162-game season. It's a long-ass season. It's tough to win divisions. The Yankees have done it. So, first of all, I just want to congratulate the New York Yankees on winning the American League East. That's number one. Number two, they then celebrated. I love that they celebrated.
No, you don't. No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
What should they have done? Gone home and gone to sleep?
I'm talking about the previous celebration.
What previous? Oh, when they made the playoffs?
Yes.
That's an accomplishment, too.
I know. And they got all hammered. And Jazz Chisholm's posting Instagram lives about how he doesn't care about a day game.
So
I didn't like it.
Okay. What about last night? They won the division. They celebrated. They popped the champagne. They jumped around on the field.
Popping bottles.
They were popping bottles. Like, I am hearing from some Yankee fans. Like, Sean, you're a Yankee fan. You had to be cool with the celebration last night, right?
No, I wasn't.
Why?
This one I was actually okay with.
I want to make things very clear.
Go ahead.
I'm okay with baseball having a 162-game marathon, unlike any other sport, celebrating with champagne in the locker room. I do think that's an accomplishment.
Okay.
What I'm assuming a lot of you, because the Giants were on and maybe you were checking the Yankees or flipping back and forth, didn't see, was the on-field celebration.
But the on-field was great. They were jumping up and down. They were very excited.
I am mortified as a Yankee fan this morning.
Mortified about what?
Evan, what I saw last night, and I've seen all the 90s World Series, so 2009, can only be described as that. They dogpiled on the mound after the first pitch, after the final out last night, like it was the 09 World Series. You won a division after the Orioles kicked your ass the first two nights in the series. You want to go wave to the crowd, put the AL East champion thing up on the Jumbotron and go pop champagne. I'm okay with that. To jump around and hoot and holler on the mound last night, and basically we were Wade Boggs on a horse away
from that
being 96. You won a division you were supposed to win.
Okay, there's a few things I need to address. Number one, they didn't do that.
Yes, they did.
They jumped
up. I watched it.
No, I watched it too.
They hugged each other and jumped up and down. Yeah.
This is what they did. I want to describe it to the audience. We're now on TV. Hello, SNY. All right? So make believe I'm me, and there's like 10 of me surrounding each other. We're like this.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Around. My man boobs are going
around. Get in your line and do your hand slaps like you do.
No.
Slap hands.
Yeah.
Slap hands.
You already did a huge celebration that you clinched the playoffs. You don't need to then dogpile and jump around.
They didn't dogpile.
They won the division. That's something big, right?
I think it is. And I don't think their celebration was that crazy. Like, they were pumped up.
What's wrong with this celebration? Because my problem with the previous celebration was that they had a day game the next day. That was my issue.
Hmm.
This is different.
Yeah, they have a night game the next day.
Again, I don't have a problem with you popping
and
champagne.
They're tanking it. We know they're tanking it.
What do you mean they're tanking it?
Because of who they're playing.
Oh, no, they're not tanking it. They're giving guys rest days. We'll get to their lineup in a bit, but they're not tanking it. They're giving guys a night off. They
you got three games
night.
Left.
Oh, no. You know what?
You can get the number one overall seed.
This all ties together.
Right? Okay, well, a couple of things. Number one, I am rewatching now the Yankee celebration.
Cool.
They casually get out of the dugout. Rizzo hugs Glaber and Volpe like there's two grandchildren. And then, yes, a group of Yankees just do the hop. Jazz Chisholm's a part of it. Rizzo's a part of it. They go like this. I'm doing the hop again.
Hopping around.
You don't
do that unless you win playoff series, dude. You already celebrated making the playoffs.
Sean.
You got the Orioles in the dugout who are laughing at you because they've owned you all year. Okay, win your division.
They're not laughing at you. They didn't win the division. They're losers.
As somebody as a Yankee fan who has seen, I know you haven't, and that's not your fault with the Mets.
Right.
It's not a shot at the Mets. That's seen what it looks like to win championships. I felt in my heart last night, oh my God, as a Yankee fan, I should be enjoying this moment, and I am embarrassed for these guys out
there.
Can
I tell you the difference?
Juan Soto's won a World Series. He's celebrating the same way.
Here's why you're wrong, and I want to explain the difference to you. And don't take this as a shot, since you didn't mean that as a shot. The New York Yankees have won three division championships in the last decade.
Cool.
Three. That's good, I guess. It's good for me. Not really great for the Yankees. When the Yankees were winning divisions in the 90s, they literally won their division. I'm doing it. I don't care. 96, 98, mm-hmm. 99, 2000, so, 01, 02, 03, 04, 05, 06.
So this is rare and worth celebrating.
Yes! When they won the division every single year, yeah, it was a very casual celebration because it was like, we do this every year.
So why can't New York play? They do the same thing they did when they clinched the playoffs. Hey, slap hands, do that. Get in the dugout, pop your shit, and
because
spray.
It's
why you huddle around on the mound jumping up and down?
Okay, so a couple of things. Number one, when they clinched for the postseason, they did it on the road, okay? They didn't get to do it in front of the faithful, in front of the Yankee fans.
Right.
There are Yankee fans, some of them younger than you, that appreciate and want to celebrate winning an American League Eastern Division championship. There is an accomplishment to that. Obviously, there's a lot more work to do. No one is right. suggesting there isn't. I think the Yankee players, a lot of which experienced a non-playoff year a year ago, the ultimate failures. Some of these guys are new to the New York Yankees. Juan Soto is new to New York. Anthony won before. It's different here. He's in New York now. Alex Verdugo, it's new for him. Austin Wells, it's very new for him. Jazz Chisholm, I mean, come on, making the playoffs with the Marlins, it's different.
Sure.
I think you have to allow, A, the players to celebrate and the fans who stayed at Yankee Stadium last night to also celebrate, to enjoy their moment. Do not minimize what the Yankees accomplished. And I'm surprised that you would do that.
Dude, a player, and this goes for Judge, this goes for anybody, should not be wearing a division champion shirt with champagne goggles on the field as everybody's hooting. I'm sorry. That is reserved for truly special playoff clinching moments where you actually win series or you win World Series. In the locker room, spray your champagne, have Meredith interview everybody. Great. On the field, to act like that, looking at a team that has owned your soul all year and you may see again, was embarrassing. That was embarrassing.
They didn't own the soul. The Yankees won the division, dude.
Right, but head-to-head.
Who won the division? Who cares about head-to-head?
Let me ask you something.
Who literally gives a rat's ass about head-to-head?
Because here's what happens, Evan. In 2 weeks, a week and a half, there's a good chance the Orioles are back at Yankee Stadium. And how stupid are the Yankees going to look that they bunny hopped around the mound with each other if it's the Orioles and Anthony Santander hitting his fifth homer at Yankee Stadium
because
in a playoff series?
Here's why. Because it's different. This is the accomplishment of 162. That's a best of five. It's different.
Right. Then don't do the champagne in Seattle. Pick one or the other. If this is the way you were going to act, then you shouldn't have done the champagne in Seattle. Because now you've done the Triple Crown. What is this, a horse from Secaucus? I mean, you did the hooting and hollering in Seattle. Now you're hopping around the mound. Then you did the champagne. When's enough enough?
I don't think enough is ever enough.
Oh, like, come on.
I'll tell you right now, and I already have this planned out. I have not talked with management, but it's going to happen. On Monday, if the Mets are playing games that matter, we advise you to listen to us. We'll be all over the game. We'll be keeping you posted. We're going to be having our own party with you around the game. Okay?
Yes.
Everybody seems to know that, but I'm letting you know in case you don't know.
Are we bringing champagne?
Well, I'm not bringing the champagne, but there will be champagne. Hmm. And I can tell you this right now. If the New York Mets clinch a playoff spot, me and every other Met fan at this radio station is also having a champagne party.
As you should.
And we aren't going to feel bad about it.
If he's not bringing the champagne, I know that it's me, because neither one of you are.
No. Positive Tommy should. He's positive. I won't bring the champagne. I'll give him the money. I won't bring it because I don't want to jinx it. But since he's so positive, he can do whatever the hell he wants.
I'm bringing the champagne. I'm stopping at Costco for the baby oil. We're going to have a big party here.
Diddy party. Hey, only Bantiki's allowed to talk about that. I think it's okay to celebrate. And I think you're being, what's that word called? Scrooge McDuck.
I'm not being Scrooge McDuck. I was pumped up. I was watching that last out. I sat there like any Yankee fan would, going, let's go. Let's go. Let's win this division. Slapped hands with my brother-in-law and then looked down at them in the mound and said, oh, my God, we're embarrassing ourselves. Mm.
Tiki, you've heard our cases. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I didn't see it because I was at the Giant game.
You know why you did see it? Because they announced it on the scoreboard, right. And that got the biggest hand at MetLife Stadium.
Because all the Cowboy Yankee fans cheered.
Touche.
Are you talking about Keith?
Well, he's one, but there's a lot of
many. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, Keith's one of many. There's a lot of Cowboy Yankee fans.
Right, that's why I got the big cheer.
Yeah, well,
because the Cowboy fans that were easily here and not traveled to be here, they're local.
Right. I think it's a combination of a few things. Number one, I admit this as a Met fan. The Yankees are just more popular than us. They just are. I think most Giant fans are Yankee fans, and I think most Cowboy fans are Yankee fans. Mm-hmm. So I think if this was a Jet game, the reaction would be a little bit more mixed, just a little bit.
Yeah.
I could tell you this firsthand. Well, I was at the Jet game last week while the Mets were playing the big game against the Phillies. There was a buzz every time the Mets did something.
Right.
Like, people were very up on the Met game. So I do think that there's such a crossover between the Mets and the Jets that if they put the Yankees clinching the division up at a Jet game, it would get cheered, but there would be a very mixed reaction.
Huh.
If they put the Mets clinching up at a Giant Cowboy game, I don't think it would have got over.
Yeah, right.
All that was missing on the Jumbotron was Michael Jordan is coming back, and the fans would have went nuts, too.
All right, a quick aside, because I heard this. I was in the suite last night with IBM and the UPS people, and someone said something about a Jet Yankee fan.
Yeah, they exist.
And I thought, there's no way that exists.
Yeah, my former producer of the Midday Show, Ernie Acosta, legitimate Jet Yankee fan.
How does that happen?
Well, how does Loogie become a Met Giant fan?
But there's lots of Met Giant fans.
And you don't think there's a lot of Jet Yankee fans?
No.
Both my brother-in-laws are Jet Yankees.
How does that happen?
And they're jerks, too. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
The worst kind of Yankee fan.
I just think I've never heard Jet Yankee.
They exist.
I've heard Met Giant. I've heard every combination except for Jet Yankee.
No, they exist. It's just the majority is Jets connected to the Mets, Giants connected to the Yankees. But there's obviously like a lot of crossover.
Right.
But it does make, when you put something like that up on the scoreboard, the chance for a mixed reaction. Years ago, at a Knick game, okay, and the Knicks are very centric because they are clearly the team in town. Yeah. The Nets have like 2% of the population, right? David Wright was shown at Madison Square Garden, and it was like 60-40 boos.
What?
Yeah. Because there's a lot of Yankee fans, and Yankee fans are jerks.
Oh, I see. So
not all of them.
Yankee fans are more Knick fans. That's what you're saying?
No, I think a lot of Met fans are Knick fans, too. I just think there are more Yankee fans than Met fans. And you get that weird mix.
And there was another part of the celebration last night in the ninth inning, eighth inning, as you could sense it, that needs to be brought up, too, which just proves Heaven and his polls wrong.
Go ahead.
Multiple chance of F the Astros and F Altuve. As the division was in the bag.
No, that proves I'm right.
No, that proves we're not scared of them.
No. Okay. Not to relitigate this, okay? Because I have made the case that you should be more fearful of the Astros than the Orioles. You will always chant at the thing that's the boogeyman. You always do that. You don't chant about the thing that you don't care about because you're not that scared of it. You don't even think about it. You're not going to chant about the Minnesota Twins. You're never going to chant about the Twins, nor are you going to chant about the Orioles. The only franchise that the Yankee fan will ever chant about is the Houston Astros because, until proven otherwise, they are your daddies. Now, you can prove that all wrong in a couple of weeks. You may be able to prove that wrong in a week and a half, depending on how the seeding falls. But you guys chanting F. Altuve, which is very immature and very disrespectful to a first ballot Hall of Famer. Mm. And whatever you chanted about the Astros, just let it not be, we want Houston. Because if you do that, you did that 2 years ago, that didn't work out well. That just proves my point. That they're on your mind.
That you're scared, so you're making light of them.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
It proves that we're not scared, so we have no problem chanting
this team
now. I agree with you, Sean.
You could not be more wrong.
No, because you
That's not how sports works.
Evan, it's 2 months now. You've tried to keep putting stuff in fruition. You keep being proven wrong, pal, in the Yankee.
What am I proven wrong about?
That Yankee fans aren't scared.
Met fans chanted Larry for years. And you know what Larry did to Met fans for years?
Killed us. We chant Yankees suck all the time. We're scared of the Yankees.
We call them the cowgirls. Right. We do this stuff all the time. But that still fuels you.
Like, when you do that, I don't think sport fans understand, whatever, baseball, football, it fuels you. Like, one of the reasons I love playing against Philly was because they fueled you.
Oh, I get that.
It made you more, I don't know, attuned to being good.
So isn't it a mistake then for the Yankee fans to taunt the Astros?
Of course.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Indifference is better.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, indifference is better.
No, I agree with you. And look, there's a lot on the line this weekend for the Yankees. If they can win 2 of 3, they are the number one seed. Mm-hmm. And that not only means home field advantage throughout the American
League
playoffs.
That's regardless of what the Guardians do.
Doesn't matter what the Guardians do. If you win 2 out of 3, it's over. But not only do you get home field advantage, you avoid the Astros until the ALCS. And you would take on the winner of a potential Orioles-Royals, or what I think is more likely, an Orioles-Tigers-ALDS. And let me just get this out of the way on a Friday, September 27th at 4:15 p.m. before we get back to your calls. Get ready, because the team you're going to face in the American League Divisional Series, you heard it here first, will be the Detroit Tigers.
Can't wait to go to my closet and get my broom.
Oh, man.
I didn't make any predictions other than that. It will be the Yankees against the Tigers, and we're going to play a game. We're going to play a game with TJ.
How the hell did they just sneak out of nowhere?
They're good. We're going to play a game. The game's going to be called, Is That a Tiger? Or Is That a U.S. Senator? I think it should be like, is it a tiger or a golfer? And see how many you get.
Right, okay.
That's a good game, right?
All right.
Don't study this weekend.
I won't.
Don't watch any Tiger baseball.
I will not.
The Tigers are playing the White Sox,
by the way.
I
honestly haven't been paying a bit of attention to Detroit because I kind of just forgot about them when they wanted to trade everybody at the trade deadline.
Now,
they didn't.
That's right.
They didn't, but when they were selling everybody, I kind of just assumed that they just sucked.
And here's all you need to know about the Tigers in September. They're great.
I'm sorry you're here.
I mean, jeez.
That's a good one.
Thanks, Steve. Me and you were locked up today.
By the way,
Tommy, name the cereal.
He
got it.
I apologize for not bringing this up on my own, and I think Sean also apologizes. But Tiggy asked the question about 5 minutes ago, and the fact we didn't give him this answer is, like, beyond me. Do you remember when he was like, do you know any Yankee Jet fans? Hold on a second. Nick in New Jersey. What's up, Nick?
What up, Nick?
Tiggy Barber. What up, Tiggy? How you doing, bro?
Good, man.
Evan, how are you, Sean?
I'm good. Go ahead.
What up? Tiggy, who was your partner in the mid-days?
I was wrong.
That's all I got to say. All right, I got to go.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
I mean, and this is on us, too, because for me not to say that is on I own it, Lugie owns it, Sean owns it. You just asked inquisitively, does a Yankee Jet fan exist? You worked with one for 10 years.
Jet Life Stadium.
That's true. It slipped my mind.
Thank you for that call, by the way.
I think maybe because he's so rare, I block it out.
It is rare, but it's not like, it happens.
It's funny because I think of him independently.
Yeah, he doesn't count in your mind?
No, when I think of BT, I think of him as a big Jet fan.
Right.
But then I think of him as a big Yankee fan.
I got you.
But I don't think of him as a Met or a Yankee Jet fan. Like with Lugie, I know Lugie. Lugie is a Met giant.
Right.
And Sean is a Yankee giant. Listen, you are a Jet Met.
Whatever
BT,
explanation
it was
you
always
have.
Just, I don't know, it was just always independent.
None of these explanations make sense to me.
You know what it is, I think, honestly?
Yeah.
Because we weren't local.
So you weren't talking Jets Yankees all the time.
We never were.
That's true.
Ever.
That's
especially because the Jets stunk.
That's fair.
I don't know. I'm trying to think if they ever came up.
The Jets?
Right.
On a national show? Probably
well, not.
Not
in the context of...
Just to mock them.
The Yankees and the Jets at the same... Like, I don't think they ever came up at the same time.
I got you.
So it never stuck.
That cracks me.
Even though independently, I know that he's a Jet fan and I know he's a Yankees fan. That's funny, though.
Very. Gus is calling from Ridgewood. How you doing today, Gus?
It's good to speak to you guys again. How y'all doing?
Good. What's up, man?
What's up?
Good. So, Lugie, I got to disagree with you here. As a diehard Met fan and one of the DJs for the teams, seeing the 2022 run when the Mets did not win the division and they had a mild playoff celebration on the road in Milwaukee, they just sipped on whatever they sipped on and whatever cigars they may have smoked.
Right.
It was very mild. It wasn't anything that there was nothing to it. They didn't get a chance to celebrate because, as we know, we got swept by Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And after all that, we weren't able to enjoy any sort of celebration whatsoever. I, as a diehard Mets fan, cannot be mad at the Yankees celebrating twice. They celebrated getting the playoffs, and look, we've seen crazier things happen where teams lose out of the division after all of that. And Evan, you made a great point about the Yankees being able to celebrate at home with the fans. I know if I'm a fan in the stands, I want to see my team on the field celebrating with me because I put my hard-earned money and, also my efforts as a DJ into that team. My heart, my soul, my blood.
I completely agree with you. I think that as a Met fan and Met DJ, like you said, we're wired very differently than the Yankee fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where Sean's issue is, and maybe he's not alone, maybe there are other Yankee fans who agree, they're stuck in the late 90s and early 2000s when winning the division was a birthright. And it's not anymore. It's not that the Yankees are bad by any stretch. The Yankees are just no longer the specialness that they were, where it's a birthright they're winning the division. They're probably going to go to the World Series. It's different. So when you accomplish something like winning a division, you should celebrate it. You shouldn't just say, what'd they do in 2001? They shouldn't celebrate.
But this is where we're going extreme. I didn't say they shouldn't celebrate.
And by the way, that's Sean Morash.
This is Sean Morash, not Lugie. Lugie's the crazy one. I didn't say don't celebrate it. Celebrate it. They should. I said I have no problem with the champagne, doing a double time, all of that. I mean, the Yankees are tweeting out, I don't need the team photo with the T-shirts and the bottles with the big American League East. Like,
why?
That's reserved for really special moments.
It is, but they won a division.
I mean, we're the New York Yankees. Are we going to start hanging wild card banners out there now?
Nobody said hang a wild card banner. You even said, wait a second. Oh, my God. Tiki,
mm-hmm.
Did he not say within days ago he'll go out and buy an American League Eastern Division T-shirt?
Yes, I will.
Yes.
And which is why I'm saying I have no problem with the champagne. I have a problem with, if I get that, I'm not going to bunny hop around Dick's when I get it and go, hey, all these champs.
No. Dick's Sporting Goods, you mean, right?
Can they change the name?
Jim is in Elmont, New York. How you doing today, Jim?
Good correction.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, guys. I was pleasantly surprised to hear Sean's take, which is 100% on the money.
Wow.
Dead on.
Thank you.
Dead on. But I like the way you just addressed about the little bit of a contradiction that, okay, they won the American League East, you buy your shirt. My thing is, let's play it forward. The Yankees get knocked out again. And let's have fun with a little even more fantasy. The Mets win the World Series. You guys, Loogie, Tommy, and you come in with your Met Champions World Series shirts, and he'll walk in with his American League East shirt proudly. If you're the Brewers, right, and you win the division, by all means, you're a fan, buy the shirt. You win a round, buy your shirt. You proudly can walk in. The Yankees have a little bit of a higher bar, I think. And the argument you made, Yankee fans are spoiled. I'm in my late 50s, God help me. The late 50s, and 79 to 95 didn't make the playoffs. I didn't run out. I'm sure they had a dopey shirt that said, we made the wild card shirt. I wait till you get, we win shirt.
Jim, a couple of things. You were in the World Series in 81, so I just want to address that. It's 81 to 95. I just want that to be accurate so we don't get anybody angry about that. They did lose the World Series that year to the L.A. Dodgers, but they were there. So 81 and 95, long drought for the Yankees, didn't make the playoffs. I'm with you on that. I think the whole buying a shirt thing, it's a very different discussion, and it's a little bit more complicated. And I think we all have different rules for it. If the Mets win a division, like, I'll give you an example. I'll give you a Mets-specific example in my brain. Mets win the division in 2006, which they did. They won it going away. And then they lost brutally in the NLCS to a team that were better than the Cardinals. I would never wear that shirt because I would be kind of almost ashamed of what ended up happening. But a year like 2015, as disappointed as I was about how it ended, we got to the World Series. I have a National League Championship sweatshirt. I wear it. Tommy's actually giving me issues about that.
Right.
He disagrees with me. Fine, but that's how I feel. I would wear a division championship from 2015. It was a great accomplishment, and they went further than that. But if a year ends up becoming remembered for like an exit that you're bitter about,
right,
or an exit that was too premature, I probably wouldn't wear it. So I think in Sean's case, correct me if I'm wrong, if the Yankees get to the World Series, and this turns out to be, maybe they don't win the World Series, but they have a very good year. They get to the World Series. He'd probably be prideful of his AL East championship shirt.
Yeah. I would.
If they lose in the divisional series to the Orioles, I think that shirt never sees the night of day.
Yeah, I mean, look, everybody needs a car wash, Rick.
But you agree with me. So basically you agree with me.
Yes. Yeah. It's good to wear for a week, 2 weeks, and we'll see where it goes. And you're right. If they win the whole thing, like the Giants stuff I wear when they made it all the way.
I would, too. I agree with that one.
You mean the 2000 year?
Yeah, I still do. Oh, yeah, wow. Absolutely.
Oh, thank
well,
you.
I mean, it doesn't really fit as well, but yeah, you know, I still have it.
Like, if you have a 2000.
That makes you feel good, Sean.
You like that?
I do.
If you have a 2007 NFC Championship shirt for the Giants.
I do.
You'd wear it.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys won the same. Even if that wasn't the final accomplishment. But I think it really determines on what your year is like. So the Mets aren't winning a division. They don't really make wild card shirts. They make, we're in the playoffs or playoff, whatever their phrase is. Like, October is ours.
But every team makes that for every team that makes the postseason.
Right. That's why I don't think I'd ever get that.
Like, catch the fever, and every team has one.
To me, it's the accomplishment. So if the Mets win the pennant or win the division, which they're obviously not doing this year, I'd get that shirt. But if things go badly in the playoffs, shirt's dead to
me. Yeah, because it symbolizes what happened at the end, like you said.
Right. Now,
the shirt, everything symbolizes a year of
misery. Baseball's odd in that regard, whereas if your playoffs are unmemorable and unsuccessful, it kind of washes the whole season. The playoffs are different.
In baseball? I think it depends where. Like 2022 for the Mets was completely wiped away.
Mm-hmm.
They won over 100 games that
it was
year.
So if the season is so much better than the playoff, it just makes this It just makes the, if you fail in the playoffs, it doesn't, it makes the season mean nothing.
Yeah. Like, if the Mets in 2022 had won the division, right, mm-hmm. they didn't choke against Atlanta, but then they followed the same fate that the Braves had, which is losing the divisional series to a team you hate.
Right.
I don't think any of us are wearing that division championship shirt. No, I think that shirt's dead to us. Much like our friends in Philadelphia. We've got some great friends down there in that beautiful city. I'm sure many of them have bought NL Eastern Division Championship shirts. They haven't won a division in a long time. Very nice accomplishment, and with no right. sarcasm, congratulations to them. If they ever lost in the playoffs to the Mets, a team in that division, shirt is gone. Shirt, in fact, you know what I would do? I would literally do this. If the Mets make the playoffs and smoke, we go on a run, baby, mm-hmm. and we beat the Phillies, I'd buy a Phillies division championship shirt and hang it up in a mocking fashion. Like, oh, yeah, division championship.
Right, but you lost the divisional series.
Exactly. I would totally do it. In fact, we're going to hang that up in the studio if the Mets ever beat the Phillies. You know, hang up division championship.
Perhaps Aaron Judge and Juan Soto just wanted to celebrate the one and only time they'd be together celebrating a division title, Sean. I mean, there is that angle.
He's such a troll, Tiki.
Well, there's always two sides of the coin. Perhaps they got together and said, well, this is going to be the only time, so let's celebrate. Let's get our money's worth.
He's very much trolling you guys. I'm not going to co-sign that.
Juan Soto is in the lineup today.
He is?
Yeah,
who else is in the New York Yankee lineup? We'll check out that. Plus the Met lineup. Is Francisco Lindor playing? Jet game coming up at around 5 o'clock. The New York Mets season is now on the line. They took 2 days off because of all this rain. If they're getting embarrassed by the Braves Tuesday night, plus they had an off day Monday, so they've barely played. They're back tonight against the Brewers. Sean Manaea is making the start against Milwaukee. I'll explain it this way. If the New York Mets gain a game on the Arizona Diamondbacks, they will clinch a playoff spot this weekend. Okay, so Mets sweep, Arizona wins 2 out of 3, Mets clinch. Mets win 2 out of 3, Arizona loses 2 out of 3, Mets clinch. Still may have to play Monday,
yep.
but they're in the postseason. To clinch another way, they'd have to gain 2 games on Atlanta. So sweep the Brewers, Braves lose 2 out of 3. Win 2 out of 3 against the Brewers, Braves get swept. Outside of that, the Mets wouldn't clinch. And Monday would be a very impactful day as they potentially play 2 games against the Atlanta Braves. Tonight they're playing the Brewers. Francisco Lindor was in the original lineup on Wednesday before it got rained out.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Morash even said, I can see right through this. They know the game isn't going to be played. Why not stick him in the lineup? Well, 2 days later, Francisco Lindor is in the lineup. He is leading off. He is playing shortstop. This would be Francisco Lindor's first game action in almost 2 weeks. Like, he suffered this injury 2 weeks ago.
I'm kind of surprised, but I'm happy that he's healthy enough to go.
Well, let him perform now.
Yes. Well, true. That's what it comes down to. He's got to perform. And he's playing shortstop. He's not DHing. That's the important thing.
And Luis Santa Lacuna is not in the lineup. I agree with that. I didn't really love the idea of moving him around. Plus, I think there are other options on guys who should play. The rest of the lineup, you can see it on SNY, but I'll describe it to you for the radio audience. Lindor, Vientos back in the two-hole. Nimmo, 3. Alonso, 4. Jose Iglesias, 5. Mm. How about that? Makes sense. He's been one of their best clutch hitters.
Moving on up.
Jesse Winker is in right field. J.D. Martinez is DHing batting 7th. Francisco Alvarez is catching batting 8th. And Tyrone Taylor is batting 9th and playing center field. So, despite J.D. Martinez being in a massive batting slump, Mendy is kind of rolling the die. You know what? He hasn't played in a while. It's been almost a week.
Right.
Let's see if we get him hot. Jesse Winker against right-handed pitching, even though he's been slumping lately. Let's see if we get him hot. And Starling Marte is the odd man out, not in the lineup for game one of this series against the Brewers.
You love or hate that with Marte?
It's
just an interesting decision.
So I'm okay with all of this. Here are my priorities. I wanted Tyrone Taylor to play, which he's doing. I lean towards giving J.D. Martinez that last gasp, that last opportunity as a veteran player to get going.
And if it doesn't work out, what are you doing?
Let's see who's hot. Let's see what Jesse Winker does today.
Right.
Let's see who the Brewers are starting over the weekend. I don't think they've actually announced the rest of their rotation.
Yeah.
But
well, we already know they're playing it not to be long-winded. You know, not to be long.
They're not going to go deep with their starters. They don't have a lot on the line. But keep this in mind, because I've heard this said a lot, you know, whether it's about Kansas City, whether it's about the Yankees, well, whatever team it is, that, well, they've everything clinched. They have nothing to play for. There's only so much you can do in this day and age with not having a lot to play for. There are only 28 guys on a roster.
Yeah.
You
still got to play.
Right, and you can't just insert a bunch of minor leaguers the way you could 7 years ago when rosters expanded to 40. That's not the case. So even in a lineup that isn't your A lineup, like the Yankees aren't having out their A lineup tonight, they're still playing a lot of their regulars. There's only so many regulars that you can sit. Obviously, you can handle your pitching very differently. That can be affected. And then you have the motivation factor. I don't know. I think a lot of major leaguers want to perform because they want their stats to be good. I mean, were you going to give up at-bats?
No.
You get paid based on that.
Yeah, well, some of them do.
A lot of them do.
Yeah.
I mean,
some of them are just paid.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
So I don't buy this whole, you know, a team's not trying. And that's good news for the Mets and bad news for the Mets. Like, to me, that's good news if you're trying to say, oh, Kansas City doesn't care once they clinch. Well, I think the Brewers, who also have nothing to play for, they're going to care. They're going to try. So I don't think it's as easy as the way people describe it. But overall, I'm fine with the lineup. I think Mendy continues to try to play the hot hand and move things around, trying to find the winning formula. I'm going to guess positive. Tommy's good with it.
I'll say this in a positive way. Luis Angel Acuna should be the DH. J.D. Martinez should not be the DH.
So this is the first angry,
I said positively.
Negative. No.
In a positive way, Luis Angel Acuna should be the DH. Luis Angel Acuna has earned the opportunity to be in the lineup.
Loogie, it's the final weekend of the year. You've been positive for a long time.
I am being positive.
He has something to unleash now.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, all I said was Acuna should be playing because he's positively impacted the team.
Rip Mendoza, go ahead.
No, I will not do that.
Is Mendy tanking by playing J.D. Martinez?
What I would say is that you said Mendy is riding the hot hands, and J.D. Martinez has been cold for, I don't know, 3 or 4 months?
Well, yes, Tyrone Taylor is the hot hand that he's riding. Because Taylor would have been the guy who would have been out of this lineup. So in that case, he's riding the hot hand. And in the case of Iglesias batting fifth, being one of their more clutch hitters, and Vientos moving back to the two-hole, he's riding the hot hand. Mm-hmm. I think in the case of like deciding between who to play, think about your options. You've got Starling Marte. You've got Jesse Winker. You've got Harrison Bader. You've got J.D. Martinez. And yes, I will include Luis Angel Acuna. None of those guys are hot outside of Acuna. And I think that Acuna is more valuable, especially if something happens to Lindor. Like, your idea is DH him. The problem with that idea is if Lindor gets hurt in the second inning, you've just lost the DH spot.
Yeah.
So there's a flaw with that idea, and I think there's a flaw with the idea of moving him to another position that he's still learning in the minor leagues. I think Acuna's value is off the bench. And so, respectful baseball discussion.
Sure.
But I disagree with you.
I'd rather see Acuna out there for 4 at-bats because I think he's electric with his legs, with his bats, and I will use J.D. Martinez in a big spot late in the game if I need a fly ball or somebody to hit the ball over the fence. I'd rather have J.D. in that spot where I trust him because he's been in a lot of big games.
Just understand.
I just don't need him up there for 4 at-bats over Acuna. I'd rather see Acuna for 4 at-bats.
You do have to agree. You cannot DH Luis Angel.
That is a very fair point because of Lindor's back.
It
could bark at any moment. You're right on that.
Yeah, you can't. Like, I think the options would have been DHing Lindor, but obviously if Lindor is healthy, you play him.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all agree with that. Like, if Lindor says he's ready, you got to play him.
True. I mean, Acuna's been good at shortstop, but he's not Lindor at shortstop.
Yeah, he's also made some mistakes
at
shortstop.
Of course.
He's not Lindor, and I'm not killing the kid. I'm telling you it's a pennant race.
Well,
if Lindor is healthy, I'm playing him.
Right.
The other option would be to play him at second base. Okay, he's played 30 games in the minor leagues at second base. I heard Sal the other day saying he should play third base. He's never played third base. That would be crazy to play him at third base in a position he's never played. And don't give me Jazz Chisholm.
I was just about to give you Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah, Jazz Chisholm's a major leaguer.
Yeah.
Okay, but
he's been around for 5 years.
Still.
It's different.
Jazz never played third base, and you would never know it by seeing him play third base.
But there's a difference between telling a guy who's been in the major leagues for a bunch of years, go learn a position in the middle of the year with 2 months to go or a month and a half to go, as opposed to saying learn a new position in the final 5 games of the season. That idea is terrible, and playing him in center...
Well, it was Sal's idea, just to be fair.
Yeah, but you just defended it. I'm just saying I don't like any of these ideas, and I don't want to play him in center field either, because it's only been 30 games.
Right.
It's just not enough time in this kind of pennant race, and I think where you're missing it here is that you are missing it, and I guess Sal, if he wants to play him now too, is that I think he's got more value off the bench now. We don't know if Lindor is going to be healthy.
That part I agree with. If Lindor is back, and it won't because of the power of the Posturepedic. If his back, you know,
no, you lost that one, by the way. He didn't play on the entire homestand. Power of the Posturepedic.
No. I'm still positive, Tommy, here. Don't be that guy.
He tries to take victories when he doesn't get victories.
Evan, we played...
Well, there's just no evidence of a victory or a loss. That's the problem. But you're just claiming victory because you want to claim victory.
Yeah, just for anything.
Teak, we played ominous clips of Lindor the other day, four or five of them, breaking down whether or not we would see him again.
Right.
And positive Tommy said we would. And we are.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So, because he slept at home on his great bed, that he now feels healthy enough to play despite not being at home.
Yeah, so,
through the power of the Posturepedic.
No, initially, when we made predictions on when Lindor was going to come back, every single person was wrong. Mm-hmm. I was the most conservative saying Tuesday of the Atlanta series.
Right.
All of you guys said on the homestand. It never happened on the homestand. But whatever. It's not even the point.
It could have happened on the homestand.
Not really. It wasn't even close to coming back on the homestand.
True.
But it never happened. Didn't happen.
Tiki also just claiming victory.
Yes.
Yeah, Tiki, everybody's claiming victories around here.
I win.
You've been winning all the individual stat predictions. I'll give you that. But it is good to see Lindor back in the lineup, and hopefully the 2 days off doesn't affect this team because they need to win. And my hope is, and I'll be watching everything tonight, is that they can get this thing done before Monday. The last thing any Met fan should ever want is the possibility. Forget that it's a Monday afternoon. Forget the fact that we're on the radio having a wonderful party with all of you as we all watch and describe the game together. Forget all that fun.
Right. All these plans. What happens if there's no game on Monday?
We're fine.
We're so disappointed.
No, I won't be. If there's no game Monday, or if the games don't matter for the Mets' playoff chances, I'm going to be the happiest guy in the world. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Do not let this season come down to Atlanta. Because every single person deep in their soul, even positive Tommy, if he won't admit it, knows how that
ends. Don't you know that
ends.
That's going to happen, though?
Well, if that happens, Teak, we're going to have problems on Monday. Because we all know, whether it's they got to only win once or they got to win twice. This is like closing Shea Stadium down in 2008. Use your brains. Use your noodles. If this comes down to Monday, we all know. We all know. I'm not even going to describe it. We all know how it's going to end.
Don't you want this, though, Ev?
No! No! What? What kind of stupid comment is that?
What kind of fan are you? Don't you, like, all of what you're feeling negativity, you could change it forever. You never have to worry about losing to the Braves again if you accomplish this. You should want it all to come down to Monday because it gives the Mets and you as a fan a rare opportunity to never worry about those demons again.
Right.
No, it's ridiculous.
And win on the most critical last day of the season.
Sure.
How about
it makes you appreciate it more.
How about they just make the playoffs this weekend in Milwaukee? How about that?
That's a scare tactic.
That's not a scare tactic. That's winning games, getting help, making the playoffs, and
you're
move on.
You're not being a real fan, man. No, you're going to want to have to take down the Braves.
Yeah, I'm going to slap you, okay? No, not really, because I'm on your side today. You know, you came in, you didn't put the paper bag on. I love you, Sean. I apologize for saying
it
I would slap
wasn't embarrassing
you.
Last night.
No, he should be. Lost to the Cowboys for the 500th
Cowboys
time.
Cowboys are good.
They're not, though.
I shouldn't be embarrassed. You're running and hiding from the Braves.
I'm not running and hiding from the Braves. I want the Mets to clinch a playoff spot as early as possible so that they can prepare for the wild card series. Playing a game on Monday in Atlanta before having to potentially fly to San Diego or Milwaukee is not good. It's not good. It's not good on any level. It's not good for Majada, and it's certainly not good for the construction of the roster and the lineups going into Tuesday. So again, just so we all know, if the Mets can gain a game on the freaking Diamondbacks or two games on the Braves, it's over. They may play Monday, but they can suit me up for all I care. There is a scenario, Tiki, and then we're going to get to your calls. I'm sorry. There is a scenario. I'll lay it out right now for you if you care that much. Okay? Mets win 2 out of 3. Mets sweep.
Right.
Diamondbacks sweep. Braves win 2 out of 3, your sweep. Doesn't matter. Where the Mets could be set up, where if they win on Monday, to not only make the playoffs, but host the wild card series at City Bleeping Field on Tuesday night. Or, they could lose twice and miss the playoffs. That's a scenario.
So if they win twice, Brewers lose twice, it's over. They've clinched.
No, they're playing the Brewers. The Diamondbacks
lose twice. If the Mets win twice over the Brewers, Diamondbacks lose twice.
Correct.
So today and tomorrow.
Yes.
The Mets are good.
Yes. We could party Saturday night. That is on the table. Just so everybody knows, okay? That could happen. Is it going to happen? I don't know. I'm scared. I don't know what to tell you. I'm very scared.
Because the Diamondbacks are playing the Padres, who are now locked in to number two.
It's not even that. Because, again, like I said earlier, like, teams being locked into a spot doesn't mean they're not going to try. I mean, like, the Padres are playing for something.
The Brewers sound like they're kind of not going to try.
No, they're going to try. Baseball players try on the field. Yeah. I just disagree with that fundamentally. Like, again, you may alter your pitching a certain way.
Right.
That I agree with. But players in the batter's box are going to try. Like, that I disagree. You don't think William Contreras is going to try to hit a three-run home run when he comes up? Of course he is. These guys try. But San Diego still needs to lock down the number one wild card spot, which does have value.
Mm-hmm.
That's hosting a series. So there is something on the line for the San Diego Padres.
Which benefits the Mets.
Yeah, that's what's weird. So for anyone who's fantasizing about hosting a game at Citi Field, while I'd love that, my priority is not that. My priority is clinching a playoff spot before Monday. Hmm. And that's why there's no question in my mind, let's go Padres. Let's go Padres. Let's go Royals. And this all relates to the Yankees, too, by the way. If the Kansas City Royals keep winning, then it's Royals-Orioles. But if the Royals lose like they probably will to Atlanta, and the Tigers win their games, Tigers-Orioles, which means you're going to get the Tigers in the American League Divisional Series. See how it all connects?
Mm.
We're all connected.
I do.
Sweet.
I see it.
You like that? It's like Charlotte's Web.
Not even, by the way, sure the Yankees are going to be the one seed, so more on that later.
No, they will be. All the Yankees have to do is win two out of three, they're the one seed. Or if Cleveland loses, all they've got to do is win a game, is
my understanding. We keep delaying some, so I'll do it for radio purposes. The Yankees aren't winning today or tomorrow.
Well, give me the lineup then. Fine, let's get this out of the way.
You're acting like it's unimportant. It's important.
No, I know. I agree it's important, but the lineup is not going to kill him. Go ahead.
Let's hear it.
The Yankees starting lineups are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. Here's today's Yankee lineup. Keep in mind, Paul Skeens pitches tomorrow. Gleyber Torres leads off at second base.
Nothing wrong with that. He's their leadoff hitter.
Juan Soto bats second and DHs.
Same. What's the problem, bro?
Oh, it's DHing.
Jazz Chisholm Jr. bats third at third base. Jason Dominguez is their cleanup hitter in left. Alex Verdugo bats fifth in right. Anthony Volpe bats sixth at short. Trent Grisham bats seventh in center. Jose Trevino is catching, batting eighth. And Oswaldo Cabrera plays first and bats ninth with Carlos Rodon on. The Yankees are rolling out a split squad lineup from March 18th with the number one seed in the American League on the line, knowing damn well that they got to face Paul Skeens tomorrow. The Yankees are laying down their sword and don't care about the one seed.
That's high for Verdugo and Volpe, to be honest with you. But where else are you putting them? Serious.
So the bench?
So a couple of things. They're not laying down their sword. What they're doing is they're giving guys a rest right after they clinch the American League.
Yeah, because they drank their faces off until the crack of dawn.
I think that while this is not your A lineup, and I can see the frustration, remember this. The Cleveland Guardians are playing your daddies. Mm. They're playing the Astros, including Ronel Blanco, tonight.
And
the
you
Astros
remember
will
this.
Do you, they will do you service. Trust me.
And you remember this.
I'm remembering whatever you're going to scream at me. Go ahead.
They clinched the division last night. Do you know what that means, Evo?
They're going to be hungover?
They're going to have about 15 days off after Sunday before they play again.
I agree with that. And so what I would tell you about that is that I don't have an issue with the Yankees and Aaron Boone saying, you know what? Tonight, we're going to rest Aaron Judge, who's Superman. I have no problem with that.
Except for we just want to see him hit another home run.
No, I know that we all want to see that.
Four more, to be precise. Five to be, you know.
Do you think people are really thinking about that?
I was.
I know you were, but most people are thinking about just be ready for October.
Okay, but you have 10 days, 11 days?
I agree with that. So that's where I'm half with you. Tonight, I don't have a problem with it. I think that because they won the division, they've played a lot of games, we're going to give you this respite. I agree, though, that on Saturday and Sunday, everybody should play.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sean's right. Like, they're going to go a long time without playing again. The next time the Yankees are going to play a baseball game that matters is Saturday.
Yeah.
That's a long layoff. That's 5 days off without facing anybody. And we have seen in the past that having a first-round bye has not been good. Do you know the records of teams that do not play in the wild card series in the following round?
No, tell us.
You guys want to guess? Want to play a little game?
0-4.
Well, first of all, your math is wrong.
Okay. 2 years, right?
So it's 2 years worth. So there's four every year. So there's eight in total.
Okay? Oh, I was going by American League.
Oh, you just want to look at the American League? You don't want to count the National League?
Mm. 2-6.
That's very good. It's 2-6. Mm. But the Yankees being one of those teams. Remember, the Yankees a couple of years ago won the division, had that first round bye, and then still got through the first round. American League teams are 3-1
with the first round bye. It's actually, you weren't right. It's actually 3-5 overall.
Okay.
No National League team has ever advanced after having a first round bye.
What?
0-4. Yeah. It's only been 2 years.
Right, but still.
In 22 and in 23, the teams with first round byes in the National League all lost. In the American League, it's 3-1. So what does that mean to anybody? Here's the only thing it means. I do agree with your overall point that I would not treat Saturday and Sunday like it's, I need to get everybody off. Because you are having 5 days to rest. I just don't have a problem with tonight because they clinched last night.
So why do you need four guys having the night off? Can't you sit Wells and Judge and play Stanton tonight?
No, that's the wrong strategy. Because if we go into your strategy of, hey, they got to win, they got to get the number one seed. All they got to do is win 2 out of 3. If they lose tonight, their A lineups would be available for Saturday and Sunday.
But isn't it a manager and general manager's job to be able to look ahead? They got a very low probability of winning tomorrow versus that pitcher.
Oh, stop.
They do.
Oh, come on, dude.
Okay, bring that same heat Monday when Skeens mows them down.
I mean, Mike, Paul Skeens had an amazing season, but can we pipe down about this?
Paul Skeens' last start of the year is at Yankee Stadium. It's going to look like that movie, The Perfect Game.
Is she going to be there?
Livy Dunn? Yeah. Of course. She lives around here. By the way, if the Yankees get the one seed, do they celebrate?
No.
Do we get it?
Celebrate
Why not?
The one seed.
They've celebrated everything.
Nah, teams don't celebrate the one seed.
You guys are spending a lot of time speculating about nothing.
I know. What's wrong with these guys?
I don't know.
Called sports radio.
it's called make baseball as boring as possible on radio. That's exactly what you guys are doing.
Yeah, Sean, stop making baseball so freaking boring. It's usually exciting. God, man. Let's go to Danny in West Orange. What's up, Danny?
Hey, so, you know, the last time I was in Atlanta was October 19th, 1999, and that was game 6.
Oh, my God.
And so the question for you guys is, what do you think I should do? I'm totally willing to fly down there, but if I could just give you some recollections of that day.
No, please don't.
It'd be pretty
good. Yeah. That's a horrible day.
If it gets to Monday, you have to go.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I don't even think that's a question.
Yeah. Danny, no offense. I trust me, I'm big on recollections of 1999. I think this is a bad time to do it. I think we could do that maybe a different day. Maybe on a Rico.
Yeah.
But.
Never mind.
After they what?
Nothing.
You want to finish that sentence?
I don't want to push it into the ether.
I do think he should go. I think if you have an opportunity to go to a game or series
that means that much,
yeah,
and you're that big of a fan, go.
Because I will tell you this about Mets Braves on Monday. If the Mets don't clinch this weekend, no matter what happens this weekend, the Mets can't be eliminated this weekend. So there's no way Monday doesn't matter and the Mets are out. That's not a scenario. The worst case scenario is the Mets have to win twice on Monday. That's the worst possible scenario. I can promise you this. If the Mets are playing games that matter on Monday, you'll never, ever forget them. They will live in history.
Good or bad.
Good or bad.
Right.
Good or bad. They will live in Met history forever. So if you have an opportunity to go to said game, to me, I think you have to do it. I think it's a missed opportunity not to. Joe in Levittown. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Yeah, we were talking about the division champions before. You know what? It's so watered down now. What are you actually doing? You're beating four other teams. You can actually qualify to get into the playoffs with a sub-500 shirt. How about we just wear a sub-500 shirt? Hey, we made the playoffs.
I understand what you're saying, that years ago winning a division was almost a better accomplishment. There were more teams in your division. It was a better accomplishment. Even before that, you didn't win a division. You won the pennant. You went right to the World Series. I get that. Here's where I would disagree with you. There's 162 games. It is a marathon.
Yeah.
And I think accomplishing a goal of winning your division, which is the goal you set before a season, like in football, it's winning your division. To accomplish that goal, whether it's with 85 wins or 95 wins or your division sucks or it's great, I think it's a great accomplishment that's worthy of celebration.